More than half a century after their relatives died in a plane crash, several families say they still want to know what happened. Nine people died when a military bomber crashed in 1948, and the U.S. Supreme Court later agreed to keep records of that crash secret. It was a major ruling, the first high court decision that allowed the government to seal records in the interest of national security. Now the families are challenging that ruling and accusing the Air Force of lying, as Fred Tice reports from member station WBUR.
It was October 6, 1948. Over Waycross, Georgia, at the edge of the Okefenokee Swamp, a B-29 bomber on a secret mission spiraled out of control and broke apart over fields of oat, wheat, corn, and beans, killing 9 of the 13 people aboard. 3 of the victims' widows sued the Air Force. They requested the accident report, and a federal judge ordered the Air Force to hand it over. Wilson Brown represents the surviving relatives of the victims.
And in response to that order, the government decided, the Air Force decided, that it would concoct a lie. The lie that they were going to tell was that these documents contained military secrets.
The Air Force refused to turn the documents over. The case went all the way to the Supreme Court, which backed the Air Force. Without the report, the widows were unable to prove that the Air Force was at fault for the deaths of their husbands. 3 years ago, 52 years after the accident, Judy Lothar obtained the newly declassified report. Lothar was shocked to find that her father's secret project had nothing to do with the plane crash. Rather, the report recounted in great detail how mistakes by the base commander, the mechanics, and the crew caused the crash.
And I just started to become more aware that, you know what? You know, the government was not keeping this report from the district court and the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court because of the secrets, because there were no secrets in here. It was because they didn't want everybody to see that they killed these people with negligence.
Lothar got in touch with Susan Browner, who also lost her father in the crash. What they were about to tackle wasn't just any court case. The Supreme Court's decision established the federal government's right to withhold information from courts in order to protect state secrets.
The Reynolds case is really the seminal state secrets privilege case.
Stephen Dykus is a professor at Vermont Law School.
It establishes that in any civil litigation, the government may approach the court and say that the discovery or the disclosure of government information or the introduction of that information into evidence in a trial would jeopardize the national security.
Convinced that the government deceived the Supreme Court into its decision, the women teamed up with the only surviving widow, Patricia Reynolds. The Supreme Court case bears her name. It would be quite a feat if the women succeeded in reopening the Reynolds case, in part because the executive's right to withhold secrets from judges is now an established principle. Judy Lothar realizes that even getting the case to court is a long shot, but she's determined to try.
I just want somebody to know that the government lied, and these three young women, they were screwed. It's not fair.
Attorney Wilson Brown says it's time for the court to vacate its ruling.
We have a fraud that was perpetrated on the Supreme Court of the United States, which had a direct consequence for our clients.
Brown says there was no military secret in the documents that the Air Force kept hidden for 50 years, simply a story of a flight that went tragically awry. The Justice Department is declining to comment until it's had a chance to review the case. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.